Philip Semple Theodoc, the deserted curator, is date is 02/19/2022, dictation is 4. Jeronima Martinez, Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Jeronima spells D-E-R-O-N-I-M-A. Date of birth is 06/21/1962. 54-year-old young lady here with knee pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient says she has a history of DJD, chronic knee pain. She says she's been taking Motrin with no improvement, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain approximately 6 out of 10, increased with climbing up and down stairs, and range of motion, period. Said pain is located on the medial joint line and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies trauma. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's a alert-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 117 over 70. Pulse 774. Respiration 18. Temperature 98. Period. Next paragraph. Right knee. Tenderness to palpation. The medial joint line. Full range of motion with grating. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chronic knee degenerative joint disease. Assessment number 2, chronic knee pain. Assessment number 3, obesity, period. Next paragraph. Today, we do trigger point injection number 2. The procedure was explained to the patient. The complications was also explained to the patient. She gave verbal consent. Patient and I identified the site of maximum pain, period. Next paragraph. Site was marked with a skin marker. Next line. Site was then prepped with betadine, overwiped with alcohol. Next line. Site next line. 80 milligrams of solumedrol along with 5 milliliters of lidocaine were drawn and mixed together. Again, the site was identified by patient and I. The sites identified were injected with combination of betadine, combination of lidocaine and solumedrol. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, after injection, site was covered with Band-Aid. Next line, joint was moved in all range of motion. Patient reports improvement in her pain. Next paragraph. She was advised not to visit any other clinic or any other facility for injections in her knee for at least 3 months. She was advised, she was strongly encouraged to wait until 3 months before she attempt to have this type of injection again. She says she understands. Next paragraph, patient was given samples of Nalfone, 600 milligrams. She would take 1 POBID. PRN for pain. She will call us back and let us know if this medication works well for her. We do go ahead and do a prescription that will be sent to her home. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.